Proclamation number 8193 of 16th of June, 1962. 25 years. There are profound spiritual problems which you may take a look at, which I will try to solve for you as far as you are receptive and shape yourselves through a life of love such that you will also be able to understand the deepest wisdom if it is made accessible to you through my love and grace. But if I teach you myself, everything will also be understandable to you. It will be explained to you such that you will be able to grasp it and that you will then also be able to separate error from truth, which is spread amongst people and therefore people also walk in dense darkness. You humans must be instructed by someone who knows, for an ignorant person will only ever plunge you into error again. You cannot receive truthful enlightenment from an ignorant person. And therefore the eternal truth itself instructs you. It speaks to you in love and mercy and bestows gifts of grace upon you, the value of which you cannot measure as long as you still dwell on earth. You can only receive pure truth from the eternal truth itself. And you don't think it possible that the eternal truth will condescend to introduce you to the truth. But truth is necessary for the attainment of eternal life. It is necessary for you to find the right path to me, because you once sank into darkness and now have to enter the path of light again, which will lead you safely to the goal, to unification with me, from whom you once voluntarily separated. And I would suddenly open up the spiritual light to you. I would truly give you the lost realization again in an instant. But this would not be good for you who had voluntarily given yourselves away from the light and who therefore have to give your free will to me again, to receive this light of realization from my hands. For it concerns your perfection, it concerns your voluntary return to me so that you will become my children who once came forth from me as creatures. And therefore you must be introduced to knowledge which is still alien to you because you have lost the knowledge of it. And as soon as this knowledge is truthfully conveyed to you, the love for me awakens in you which alone lets you find the right path which inevitably leads to me and to your perfection. You would, if love ignited in you, would of its own accord come to the realization of everything you lost through your apostasy from me. Yet you humans lack love and therefore I only ever have to try to persuade you to fulfill my commandments of love, and thus I have to make my will known to you. I must address you myself, and thus I also use every opportunity to address you humans directly. If you give me the opportunity yourselves, or indirectly, if you, who now hear my direct address, pass this word of mine on to your fellow human beings who willingly listen to you, then it is possible for me to inform you humans of my will and to encourage you to live a life of love. It is also possible for me to lovingly address you and give you back the realization again which you yourselves lost and which you should gain in earthly life in order to return to me again, to the eternal home, where you distanced yourselves in the wrong direction of your will. For I want to tell you again and again that I bless everyone who hands himself over to me as a receiving vessel of my spirit and flow of love, because his mission is an extremely significant one, to help countless souls to change their nature if they give me the opportunity to bring them a light. For they have been dwelling in darkness since their apostasy to the abyss, and they are still in the power of the adversary who has spread this darkness over them, in order to separate them from me, from whom they once came forth and who will not relinquish his entitlement to these souls either, because they are also his share and he will wrestle for every soul until it voluntarily returns to him, just as it once voluntarily left him and fell into wretchedness. But all souls shall one day be blissfully happy again, and this goal I pursue and will also achieve. Amen.